This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I got more comments on what I'm going to read to you right now than anything else I said this morning, which I find intriguing. Several people said, I want a copy of it. I read it twice. Rarely do I read a quote to you and then say, I'm going to read it again because it's a paragraph. But it touched so many people. I want you to hear it. I'm going to read it twice in this service. It's by Mario Manis. I don't know who he is. I may not even be pronouncing his name right. Mario Manis. He said, the good life exists only when you stop wanting a better one. It's the condition of savoring what is rather than longing for what might be. The itch for things is a virus draining the soul of contentment. A man never earns enough money. A woman is never beautiful enough. The clothes are never new enough. The house is never furnished enough. The food is never fancy enough. There's a point in which salvation lies in stepping off the escalator and saying, enough is enough. What I have will do. What I make of it is up to me. I'm going to read it again because it's so powerful. The good life exists only when you stop wanting a better one. It's the condition of savoring what is rather than longing for what might be. The itch for things is a virus draining the soul of contentment. A man never earns enough money. A woman is never beautiful enough. The clothes are never new enough. The house is never furnished enough. The food is never fancy enough. There's a point in which salvation lies in stepping off the escalator and saying, enough is enough. What I have will do. What I make of it is up to me. I don't know how many of you remember reading the book The Time Machine by H.G. Wells, or you saw the movie. H.G. Wells was on his deathbed. He had a group of people around him, standing around him, trying to comfort him in his last moments on earth. And here's what a biographer says. He tells the people standing around his deathbed, don't bother me. Can't you see I'm busy dying? Don't bother me. Can't you see that I'm busy dying? I thought about that quote so many times over the years. There are 20 and 30-year-olds who could say, I'm so busy dying, I don't have time for the eternal. There are 40 and 50-year-olds who could say, hey, don't bother me. I'm so busy dying in my life, in the temporal. Don't bother me. Can't you see I'm busy dying? There are people in their 60s and 70s and 80s who are too busy dying with the temporal and with the temporal around them to think of anything to do with the eternal. Perhaps that describes you or me. Temporal values is a stronghold that in the name of Christ needs to come down. Just like Jericho was a stronghold that needed to come down in the power of Almighty God, temporal values could be a stronghold in your life. Let's bring up the third one. There's the stronghold of a bitter spirit. I'm going to tell you some things about bitterness that you perhaps have never heard before. How do you get bitter? Somebody asked me that. Well, where does bitterness come from? It comes from two places. You get bitter when you've been wounded. Somebody's hurt you. It could be somebody close to you. Somebody sitting next to you has hurt you, and you become bitter over that. But bitterness also comes to people who feel they haven't gotten something that should have come toward them. There are men and women in this room, perhaps you think your brother or sister had it good and they got things that came to them they didn't deserve, but you never got the breaks that they did. And you become bitter. Well, my neighbor's got some things that I should have gotten in life, but he had the breaks, he's got all the breaks, and I didn't get it coming to me. So bitterness can come out of a wound, but bitterness can come out of not getting something we feel that should be coming to us in life. In either way, bitterness does its damage in the soul. You don't believe that? Ephesians 4:31 says, get rid of all bitterness and rage and anger and every form of malice. Hebrews 12:15 says, see to it that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Bitterness is contagious. Bitterness is contagious.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.